All right, so last week, updates. Where is that?
Sorry, Ishak, what were you looking for? I didn't listen because I was busy.
Oh, no, I got the update here in the little box here. So the document was updated. Erwin sent the version last night, I guess, or this morning, with an update. I'd like to go through that.
Is that the one that Erwin sent?
Yes.
Yes, that's what is showing in Adobe.
Yeah. So we'll go. I'd like to go through the Erwin's update on the document and talk about whatever update we made on Ops. Looking at the Ops Trust model. And I'd like to probably spend some time over the document to give it another update based on what we found out from Ops Trust, and then probably go from there. So I got a couple of questions over that I have. Relative to the communication methods, so I'll go through that later on. So, Erwin, can you go through the changes you made?
Sure. Wasn't much.
Erwin, I will make you a presenter too, so that you can scroll down the
okay, yeah.
The document
I'll
yourself.
See what I wrote yesterday. There it is. It was all the way to the bottom. I think most of the changes were Christian's. Yeah. So under the possible implementations, I just wrote a quick note saying a web-based email system, like just your normal web-based system. Most of them have a built-in address book that can be used for the contact repository. And below was the basic idea that if you give users a local email address, you can use a different distribution method than SMTP, and that might be easier to secure. So that's basically what I tried to input there.
Okay. So, for I guess in terms of framework for secure, you've seen the Ops Trust portal, you've seen how emails are sent, you've seen the contact repository in there.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is that global. If we send an email to the secure community, it's fine to send email clear text because that's the way the industry does it today. That's the way Ops Trust work today. If important peer-to-peer email or information needs to be shared between ccTLDs, then they can do that through PGP. They can encrypt the data, but global communication can be clear text. And there's a way of storing PGP keys so that people can send encrypted email on as needed basis.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. If doing a mail encrypted email list is too difficult, at least for our first version, then that might be a good compromise to get started in a simple and easy way. I think Fred said something just before the meeting that you can actually send encrypted emails to the full list as well.
Yes. Actually, that's the way Ops Trust actually works. Yeah. You can send an encrypted message to the mailing list, And the mailer of the mailing list, actually, you to do that, you have to encrypt the message with the key of the mailing list, only a single key. And then you send the message to the mailing list, and the mailer will, if it signs it, it will validate the signature, it will decrypt the message, and then it will remail it to each of the members of the list, encrypting with each member PGP key. So what actually this OpsTrust mailer does is doing this remailing thing without you having to encrypt the message to individual members of the list. OpsTrust does that, actually. You can send message to the list unencrypted, and then the way it works is as a normal mailing list. It will only remail it to each member. But if you encrypt it, it will encrypt each of the remailing to each member.
That are set up with
the key, right? Yes. It's definitely not a straightforward mailing list as mailman. It does need this special mailer.
But I've never seen...
And each member of the list needs to have a PGP key. That's a requirement, and could be a pretty, difficult requirement to achieve. But that's the way OpsTrust works, actually.
So do you think we need that level of encryption to start, or that's a feature?
I don't know, Jack. If we go for a system exactly the same as the OpsTrust, that's the way it works.
Okay.
I know you are a member of OpsTrust, and you, as you can probably do your stats as, I have not done that, but normally on a regular week, you will see like less than 1% of the traffic encrypted.
Nobody needs it.
So I'm trying to find out where the background noise comes from. Oh, it's muted now. Okay. Abibo, it was you, so the operator has muted you, so if you want to speak, you need to press star 7.
Erwin?
Mm-hmm.
Was I my clear on the explanation? You got it, or?
Oh, yes. Got it.
Sounds very good. And
okay.
If it turns out we can actually reuse the OpsTrust codes, that would be perfect. Also, what we talked about last week was that the sender could decide the level of encryption himself. So indeed, he can just decide to send a message plain text, or in case he wanted to go encrypted, he can just add it on.
Yep. But as I said, there is a requirement that all the members of the group, even if they don't want to send encrypted messages, they have to have PGP to receive the ones that are encrypted.
Yes, that would always be the case.
Okay. One of the things that I read on the Christian's document is something regarding the availability of PGP clients to Windows, and I'm quite sure they exist, even if it's a SIGWIN binary or a native one. I'm positive that there are clients CGP clients for Windows, as does for Mac and others. So that's not an issue. Definitely there is an issue regarding the training and usage of the tool by the members, but that's something else. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in the document, I'm tempted. I don't think we need in the first pass to have encryption as a mandatory requirement for email to start. And then, but in the future, make it as a recommended feature.
So Fred, what happens if someone does not have a PGP key in the system and someone else sends an encrypted message? He will just not get the message and everybody else who has a PGP key will get it.
Yes, I guess so. But the point is that I think I don't think the current Ops Trust system actually does permit a member to not have a PGP key. I would guess that would be a easy change to do, but from the experience that I have, this option is not available. I have not touched the Ops Trust code. But I don't know if Jacques shared the information with you guys. Do you want to talk, Jacques, about the exchange of messages that you have with Keith?
Oh, you can talk about it. That's fine.
Oh, okay. We asked Jacques and I. We asked Keith Mitchell from. The OARC, and because OARC does use a subgroup of Ops Trust on their platform for exchange of secure exchange of information during security incidents of OARC members. So we are not talking about only CCs. There are some GIFs on this group as well. But Keith was talking with Vixie, that is the one of the Ops Trust initial proponents and probably their main coder, regarding if the group could provide OARC with a copy of the system. And from the conversation that we have, actually, they already agreed to open source the code, and OARC does have on their current year budget money to set up an independent platform of based on Ops Trust system. To only for OARC, and Keith told us that we could probably get this code for our own independent platform, or he thinks that even Ops Trust or the OARC new system could host the CCNSO group as a subgroup, independent subgroup. I think this is a summary of what we have regarding the Ops Trust model and the availability of the system. Jack, please correct me if I made some misinterpretation of the exchange that we have with Keith.
No, this is correct, and I guess the only thing I have from that point is the basic question is, are we going to look at running a copy of Ops Trust if they give us access to the code? Who's going to run the platform? Who's going to be the administrator? Who's going to change the code to support the requirement and so on. So if we do have access,
well,
we
proposed exactly those questions until we had a model what we wanted to run to before we started looking who could do it. But.
Yeah. Actually, I think we have more general questions like, does this obstress model fit our needs, or do we need to make any change? What I would like to propose is that I'm quite sure that Christian is not on the obstress group. I don't know you, Irving, but I know Christian quite well, and probably I remember at least having talked to you, Irving, in the past. You guys could probably qualify to be members of Obstrust, and I would suggest for myself and Jack if we could nominate you guys to the group. And try to see from your Christians and your perspective what actually if what we are telling you is actually feasible to be used for by the CCNSO.
Well, Jack got me in last week, and I've been looking a bit at it, and to me it looks like.
Oh.
The only difference, what we have, we talked about, is we don't need the voting system that is in Obstrust. We just have an administrator that adds the users, or have a company user that can add a few sub-users to each company, and not to a voting system. But other than that, it looks like it fits very well with both having a contract repository with all the contact information, also out-of-band information and PGP information that can easily be exported and then import the users' PGP clients and NIL clients or address books locally. So they can do an export to the local address book and have the phone numbers local on their laptops if they need to reach anyone on the internet, sound, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it actually fits very well. So I would actually say we should move forward with trying to go for the Obstrust system. And stop looking at different implementations.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that. So.
And then the biggest question would be, would we want our own parallel system, or would we just say we'll take a DNSO work system and use that with CCs and a few Gs?
I know that if we create a subgroup, that subgroup would be independent from the other ones. So if we go with the OAuth platform, we could have a completely separated group that would not include the Gs that are already members of OAuth.
You're saying we could.
What I'm saying is that
Obstrust as is.
What I'm
for our need.
I from my perspective, I think it's as Erwin just said. It fits our needs, but that's only my perspective. What I'm telling is that we could go with the Obstrust platform if it's. If it fits the political requirements of the CCNSO or the OARC one. If the system is the one that is implemented by the current Obstrust, we could have a completely separated subgroup with independent administrators that would take care of it. But for the general question, if it's better for us to go with one of the available platforms. Actually, currently the only available is the Obstrust, as even Keith told us, the OARC platform is not yet ready. they have the budget and now they have the agreements to run their own platform, but not yet. But telling about having using one platform, a shared platform with others, or building our own platform, I would go with sharing something with someone, if this is politically feasible and acceptable for the CCN. So.
Yes, I agree with that. It would also be very good for us if someone like DNS OARC could host the platform as an independent organization and not have a single CC or someone else host it. That would fit very well to the other requirements, who's going to run the system for us.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you see the notes I'm putting in the little note box there.
I'm seeing, Jack.
I'm trying to capture. So we kind of made a decision that OpsTrust is the right platform to move forward with because it's pretty much the only one out there that's available. Now we need to talk to VIXI and OARC to see what the options are and ask if DNS OARC is willing to run and operate our secure platform, ask if the community would be okay in having them run it, or we run our own. Does that make sense, kind of?
Yes, and if OARC is okay with running the system for all CCs and also non-OARC members, of course.
But Jack, for a strategic political way of asking people, I would ask Keith and not Paul, because actually we don't know how far their negotiation to open source the OpsTrust system is. And if we talk directly to VIXI, this could impose some difficulties on the process.
Okay, so I'll follow up. Yeah, I guess we follow up with Keith.
With Keith, yeah.
It's probably going to help him justify his own platform, right?
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a good idea to get things moving with Keith and see if OARC is okay with running a system for all CCs, also non-OARC members. And if he is, then we can present that to the CCNSO in LA and see if the CCs are okay with OARC running a secure system for us.
Can I just interrupt here, saying, because you're saying you want to present this to the CCs, because we're actually we have more or less scheduled our first draft agenda. I could try to squeeze you in if you need some time, but I would need to know how much time you think you would need.
5 minutes.
Only 5 minutes. That I think I can arrange. I mean, I could try to get you a little 10-minute slot, perhaps.
And then all I need is people to have their green card, yellow card, red card.
Yeah, but you might want to give some background information first. So.
Gabby, as I said, we need only to have one very important question answered during the meeting, but we need to provide some background, or
absolutely.
We would probably get
also. Do you think it will be enough to ask there, because you might want to, you know, follow it up with a broader survey for all of those who are not there? I mean, it can be just a one-question survey, but yes. You can get the temperature in Los Angeles, but you might want to make it more, I don't know, formal by actually hosting a bigger survey.
This could be let me just, it could be a silly question, but when do we are expected to provide our final report?
There was a timeline for that. I don't have it in my head right now, but let me follow up on that with you.
It's after LA.
Is it after LA? I have to check the timeline.
Yes, sir.
But at least in LA, we can present a possible solution. And here,
we can,
the other
we
room,
can
what
ask
I think
this
of
question.
It.
We can ask this question before LA, if you like, just posting a one question survey.
Yeah, let's see. We had our next meeting in 2 weeks, and that's 2 weeks before LA, so that's a good time, yeah.
It is foreseen that a working version of secure mailing lists will be set up by Q4 2014.
So
we have to be
so
up to
we
right?
are not only supposed to we are not only supposed to deliver the report, but the service on the fourth quarter. Yeah.
By
so
December.
I think we are a little bit late. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get our let's move forward. Okay.
Let's start coding.
Yeah.
But I just
this would
from
be a good
my strategic
for, sorry, Fred. Go ahead.
Just from a strategic point of view, I would not like to share anything on the CCNSO list or with a broader group before we have a more, how can I say, finish a deal with at least with Keith.
Yes,
I agree.
And that would also be a good question for Keith, if he agrees, what kind of timeline does he see for getting it up and running?
Yes, yes.
Well, as soon as you feel this is, you know, you're ready to go ahead and you have your deal, then I mean, it's not a big question. I will just quickly send out, set up the survey and we can do it.
So my biggest question to the current implementation is, do we want to keep a voting system or do we want a more strict administrator function that just adds members?
We need to modify the basic behavior of Obstrust to meet the key requirements that we have defined. And meaning that a one contact per CCNSO is allowed to add and delete additional contacts. Not so the vouching system is not.
Yes.
But the nomination process would you would nominate a member for your own organization only. So we can rename the button, but nominate is add members, right?
Jacques, from the experience that I had in the past using the Obstrust, depending on the subgroup, you have different setups, like the amount of vouchers do you need to be inside of the group. So it could be one, only one. So the same people that nominate probably can vouchers with property of the subgroup, and we would probably not need to change the code, only set up the group with the correct number of vouchers.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yes. It probably
but I think this will not be a problem, or we will not need to make radical changes or coding large codes changes to the this system. There is something that could be a problem. Probably the system was not build to be, what can I say, highly customized for or branded by third parties. So some of the things that are there, we would have to live with those. So that, okay, that's something to have in mind.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess the action plan is, we'll contact the NSOR, we'll ask them if they want to run it on our behalf. And then if they agree, then we can modify the documents at that point with the approach of the NSOR running a mailing list on our behalf. And these are the requirements they need to implement, and we need to manage that with OARC. And then we go live by December.
Perfect.
Let me write that down. I agree to accept. Determine our current version of obstruct and medium in time. System
I guess that this December schedule, it's probably a desire to have.
Yeah, I know.
It's but something for us to change, but if it's not possible, I don't know. I don't expect us to lose our... Yes, I don't expect us to lose our Christmas benefits because we didn't match this.
Well, it all depends on how long it will take for OARC to set up. If it's going to be after summer next year, we have to plan for something else. If it's February 15, it might be okay. So let's just hear what Keith has to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a plan. And then we need
to... I guess so.
Hey? Anything else?
If I may, if you guys have nothing else to talk, I would really like to talk regarding our meeting on the beginning of our last meeting this month. It's scheduled to the 30th of September. And unfortunately, I can't make it because I will be hosting a LACTLG tech meeting here in São Paulo. And I would really like to ask if you guys, if it's possible to make it a day earlier or on the 29th or on Friday. But if it's not possible, that's okay. Just I would not like to not be present on the call.
The next meeting was scheduled for...
Oh, the next one is on the 16th, yeah? Our next one, it's in 2 weeks on the 16th. The Tuesday as well.
I don't even see it.
I will send a message to the list. Just.
Yeah, it's fine by me with moving it. Just gonna hear Christian as well.
Yeah.
Again, if this is helpful, I can send out a doodle poll for the date around 30th.
I'm on vacation 29 to October 3.
Oh, you are on vacation all this week, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was on vacation.
That's when I feed my family.
Yeah.
Would you like me to try to find a date, perhaps the week earlier or the week after?
Yeah, the 23rd?
Yes, the 23rd, the week after the call on the 16th.
The week after will be... Yeah, the week after will be just a week before the LA meeting.
Yeah, so maybe we should... I will make a doodle call for the week 22nd, 26th. Is that okay?
I'll be in Sofia at a conference, so...
Sorry?
I'll be in Sofia for a conference, so probably won't make
you
it.
You will be in Central European time?
I will be on Eastern European time.
Well, that's just 1 hour distance or something.
Yeah.
So, shall I try to aim this around between 11 and 1300 UTC?
On the 23rd, yeah.
Oh, 23rd.
I will give it a few days in case, for instance, Christian can't make it on the 23rd. So I'll give a few options. So I'll try 22nd, 23rd, 24th, perhaps.
Okay, yeah, but Gabi, perhaps the week before the LA meeting will not be a bad one, so we could.
So you don't think that's too close?
No, I think we could do it on the from the 22nd to the 26th, and then we have another one a week before the LA meeting. But I guess. Christian could decide on that. So. I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe I will email. I will make a doodle call for first of all the week 22nd, 26th, and perhaps some week, if you think another one is needed, we can do another one for the 6th to the 10th. Let's discuss that with Christian first.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
All right, I guess that's about it. We need to...
Jack.
Sorry?
Who will contact Keith?
I will.
Okay.
And I'll CC you and Erwin. And Chris, I guess?
Yeah.
So anyone who's going to vouch for a Christian? I can do so.
Sure.
Okay.
And...
Can I just ask a question? Gendad Sai, can you hear me? I see you in the Adobe room, but I'm not sure whether you have followed us. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, can you write something in the chat room? Okay, it doesn't seem you can hear us, so because I'm not sure whether to put him down as a participant or not. Gendad Sai, if you can hear me, please email me after this call. Okay.
All right. So can we write a couple of bullets for the summary? This is where I need help.
What I will do is I will send what you have been writing, Jacques. I will send this to the secure email list after this call, straight afterwards. I have also made a few notes, maybe have a little bit more detail, which I will work on tomorrow, I think. I don't think I will have the time to do so today, which I can send to you as well.
Okay. I know in the summary notes, I don't want to talk about OpsTrust and OARC yet. I'd just like to say, generically, we're looking at a possible implementation of blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you mean for the notes for the community, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Now we will not mention that in that, in these notes. So. I'll make sure not to mention that right now.
Okay. Not yet?
No.
All right, that's it.
I think for the next meeting we should talk a bit more about what do you call it? Membership criteria.
Yes.
We have the email from Gabby from August 8th, but we didn't really discuss it. We can probably take it over to mailing list first.
Yeah.
And put it up as an action point for the meeting next 2 weeks.
I will not be on the call on the 16th. I'm away then. So, but I hope the email will have summarized everything well enough, and I think Bart will be here, so he can always clarify. And you can always email me with questions, of course.
I think Jim was a good start. We might have to rephrase a couple of things, but it's a good starting point to get us going.
Good. And then we'll focus on updating the document after we get feedback from ORC.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.